Welcome again to the another episode of Hold On CARICOM. My name is Natimi, the Pigeon Commentator of the Federal Republic, PCFR. And I get Emmanuel inside the studio, our one and only producer, and also Man Wisabi FPL. Ingo Deye with me to run today's package. Man, how far now? Say last week you get 33 points. What's happened? You know, set your team on time.
last week I buy Jason Steele. Jason Steele comes score own goal.
And
that week I used my bench boost. So my bench boost just waste like that.
Love. Okay, talking about Jason Steele and talking about goalkeepers. Today we'll start off with players where we say you go fee buy for this match week as a consign. Players where they are available and players where you give you points. I remember just two more games or more, maximum three more games for those where get outstanding like City and Brighton. Maybe four more games for them. But in any which way, more start from goalkeeper's angle. Nick Pope, now one player we say, or one goalkeeper we say, don't against Arsenal, apart from saying chop two goals against Arsenal, he makes some very crucial saves.
Very crucial
Arsenal saves. Supposed to get more than those two goals.
Yeah.
But Nick Pope comes to the rescue. Pope, now one of the players will be saying, you're going to look at and say, now go keep away, you supposed to get.
Yeah, exactly. Newcastle know they chop goals like that. And their keeper come good too. Their defense strong. Nick Pope come good too. It's a very considerable option.
And talking about other goalkeepers, definitely you guys look at Alisson too, one of the highest points earning goalkeeper for inside FPL this season. Now, man, we say you will also get for very low £5.4 million, just like Nick Pope. But
Liverpool
they on form too. Yeah. But only say you know they do get clean sheets every now and then.
Yeah, now the problem be that but their next fixtures, right? Infit get some clean sheets
some
for
clean
that
sheet.
One. Yeah.
And they're talking about the other goalkeepers really for lesser money. The guy where you talk so you go carry Jason Steele. Too bad. But for £4.0 million. There is a better options there at least. Brighton, you never can tell where you think they go show up. Last time they chop
five goals.
The other time they score six, they don't chop any goals. So you don't know where to go come up for them. Yeah. They wonder why Sanchez, then bench him any which way for Jason Steele. But any which way, you guys still consider maybe also David Raya for Brentford.
Yeah, Raya na another option.
But in team save, they chop goals.
So Raya, right, depending on fixture. But in team they chop goals, but him they make saves. This season now saves give him points. The guy they make saves because first of all their defense safe. Their defense is not too strong. So attackers they penetrate their defense anyhow. Now saves they give the guy points this season.
And talking about the players them, talking about their games them where they go play most start with because now if you want advice managers now to pick goalkeepers, we don't talk about Pope, we don't talk about the man we didn't call Alisson. Pope, I didn't get four games to go this weekend. Now for Newcastle, they play against Leeds United. That one more or less it'd be like very good fixtures for them to take handle if you talk about Nick Pope. And still on top of Newcastle, their next other game we didn't get against Leicester, green for them. That's one a match day 37, match week 37. And their last match for Newcastle, they still get Chelsea, maybe their last game for the season. But in all of this, you look Liverpool own. Liverpool gets, for Alisson, they get Southampton, they get Aston Villa, and they also get match week 36. They also get Southampton, Aston Villa, and Liverpool here, and Leicester City. So for Liverpool too, these two goalkeepers, I just want more concentrate on these two goalkeepers because they're the most goalkeepers with the most points so far for this season. Between these two, who you go for?
Alisson. Yeah, because Alisson in fixtures they more favorable. Southampton. Like Liverpool fit keep clean sheet against Southampton
and against Leicester too. Why not?
So like the fixtures they more favorable for Alisson than Nick Pope.
Okay, from there Moku enter defenders to buy for game week 36 as a consign at the Fantasy Premier League. And definitely for Trippier, I don't know, many people definitely don't get Trippier. Now one defender where they give you points. India on their set piece, India on their corners, and also India give help goals. Trent Alexander-Arnold too. Now that fine goalkeeper, another defender, you say on the step up. We don't understand how they play more from the midfield.
For the past 7 game week, Trent never blank even once.
And they give points steady.
Like
steady. I don't know about Luis Dunk and Estupinian, but if I go for anybody between those two, I'll go for Estupinian. Because him, they always bump forward. They at least they try to one attack. I don't know, Fabian Shah. I don't go pick Fabian Shah for the life of me.
Double game week.
No. I don't go pick him. Apart from saying score one goal against Arsenal, that one apart from that.
Yeah.
He never, like, the pop in where I go expect from him. Yeah. Instead of where I go carry money, go spend on Fabian Shah. I'll put him on Gabriel Magalhaes. Yeah, because Magalhaes, now player, we say every now and then they play all Arsenal games this season, don't play for them. Yeah. And Arsenal, they're on a very good run of form too.
Exactly.
Or better still, you find other defender maybe in the likes of Ruben Dias, but Ruben Dias, money go plenty pass. I want to believe so. Money go plenty pass.
Now, onto double game Shah. Week. So if
now, what's it going to make you pick and be that?
Yes, some managers go reason, say, but against Arsenal. Arsenal go score them, that one sure. So like some managers go reason saying a double game week, you know, just to see
whether you go pop.
Exactly. So
but if anybody if anybody go pop between the defenders, apart from double game week, just more leave out double game week.
Trent
definitely.
Trent is the
good. And Trippier.
Yeah.
And with Trippier. Now the two players or two defenders.
Maybe
Estupinian.
Because lately the guy they really
neither. Yeah, really, well, very true. Very true.
Like I say the guy won't increase in value.
And they play Southampton for game week 37.
Southampton they very vulnerable.
Then they play Aston Villa for game week 38, and for game week 36 Brighton. They see they play against. Brighton, they play against Newcastle. So maybe the toughest game then against Newcastle for Estupinian and maybe Luis Dunk. But in all of this, you guys talk about the two players who don't talk, Trent Alexander-Arnold
and
also Trippier. Okay, moving on to midfielders, where you go if you get for inside your squad. Midfielders now, where I don't know, like I talked before, Fantasy Premier League, they need to reason how to put some players, command them from midfield position to attack. Somebody like Musiala. Musiala shouldn't be a midfielder.
Again.
No, he shouldn't.
His midfielder days should be over.
it's over since way back.
Maybe not cheats way.
Not cheat.
APL1,
the cheat took cost. The cheat took cost. But any which way, Emmanuel, you guys talk about Odegaard, man on fire, 15 goals for Arsenal. They deliver points back to back. Now, matches when play for Arsenal, you don't score goal for them.
Yeah.
Now, go to guy. You must get him for your midfield.
I mean, that's Captain Banway didn't give him.
They give him ginger.
Like, you get, when Arsenal needs a goal right now,
Odegaard
is the one. You know, the guy don't really step up for Arsenal. You get, so, and for the past 2 game weeks, the guy don't get 25 points. So, not really incredible, you know.
Run
for him.
Yeah, but somebody will say, I go advise you make you no get now, Kaoru Mitoma. The guy he don't dead. Like, when I say player dead, I don't know whether if he resurrects in the next 2-3 matches. Though. But for me, just leave out Mitoma. For
sick
crying
of,
out loud.
Sick of double game week.
Ima, leave out Mitoma, honestly speaking. Instead of Mitoma, I'll pick Alexis McAllister.
McAllister, right.
Honestly, I'll go pick McAllister instead of Mitoma. Because Mitoma, they dead for some, like, games where you say you expect saying go pop. Okay, some chances where you say you expect saying go convert. You know who convert him? Okay, pass. You know, go pass to get assist. So for me, I don't know. Maybe not because say the hype don't they enter head say maybe the star boy.
Or maybe EPL defenders don't they?
No, imagine they get chances. So when you say that they block him, you know they get chances. In they get chances either to pass or to put ball inside net.
Yeah.
But the two, if they fail at both of them, hopefully the past games them one don't watch. He don't they very very atrocious. Man, use that one Oyibo. Atrocious, Naim Mitoma don't be. For me, I'm taking him out of my squad, out of my team, because I know people put him for my squad at all. Instead of Wago carry him, I will go carry McAllister. McAllister will still give me points, more or less. But normally, even if Suleiman gets Wunjo, more or less, McAllister, they always start.
Yeah.
Kaoru Mitoma, they always start. The only person who will be able to replace him is Undav.
Yeah.
For Suleiman, or maybe they'll bring in another.
Even though they pop safe recently.
As in Suleiman, right?
Yeah, in season don't finish.
Suleiman, another good buy, but then you get better options in persons of Odegaard. I don't know why my producer no put Bukayo Saka.
Bukayo Saka at the same can level you with Mitoma right
can you,
now.
But Bukayo Saka can still give you assist.
Bukayo Saka don't tire. Like, I mean, from World Cup.
How about Xhaka?
Xhaka, nah.
Okay, how about Martinelli?
Martinelli, maybe. Maybe Martinelli or Tosa.
This guy.
Because Bukayo Saka don't tire. World Cup. Him don't play almost. Him don't start almost every match for
apart from one.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
You get.
Okay.
The boy, the returns. You know they bring returns. They be like for 8 points something. No, no.
For that
Odegaard right now.
Joe Linton.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Between Joe Linton and Bruno Guimaraes, if you will pick one of those two. Joe Linton, right?
Yeah, Joe Linton.
Okay. Between Joe Linton and Almiron.
Joe Linton
still over Almiron.
Wow. Almiron, since him returned from an injury,
he never had pop
at all.
Mm. Okay.
Now, another player where you fit talk same season don't finish too.
For Salah, we don't need to talk too much about Salah. £13.1 million. If you get that money, why not? He will always give you goals and he will always give you assists. As he consigned the Egyptian king. Okay, from there, Moku enter the attackers, players, the way they always get goals, popping goals. All of a sudden, we can't say, it'd be like, Harry Kane, no one to score goals like before, but he at least pops once.
Consistent.
Mm. But talking about players less than 10 million, Mo leave Harry Kane, Mitrovic, they come back from 8-match ban. And plenty managers could reason say, why not? This guy go on. Show, say, okay, Fulham miss me. Even though, say, their last match, I think they scored 5 goals.
Yes, exactly.
They scored 5 goals.
William scored like 2.
And he no play. So, but anyway, Mitrovic will come back for this last sets of games. Now, man to put inside your squad?
Now, man to consider.
Consider.
But, now, Ricks, FPL 7, now, Ricks. Because nobody they sure say Mitrovic go
this pop. One go pop and this one go
then fit even bring him in like maybe second half. You get so there are too many uncertainties with this Mitrovic guy, but now option if him start in physical.
Well, one player we say I no go ever go for, I no go ever consider now Danny Welbeck. Never.
But Brighton never double game week.
Doesn't matter. See, Brighton they get double game. If I look Brighton players, like I talked before, now McAllister, or might they look Caicedo, or better still, I'm going to look Pascal Gross. Now, this player is me I'm going to look out for inside Brighton. But any other player apart from these three or four, I mean, maybe Solimaj defeat, maybe I will consider him. But for Danny Welbeck, never. For the other man, Mitoma, never. Those ones, they're out of it for me. But if you want, still, why not? Gamble on the man himself. Talking about Welbeck, it's your choice.
In price, save 6.5.
He cheap, but then instead of I go pour 6.5 on Tom, I'll go pour that 6.5 on Isak.
I'll go
pour him on Isak. But Ima, the strange thing I say, these two strikers, you know, if you get them for your squad, that's the truth. Because you don't get Haaland. Definitely.
Yeah.
Or if you don't get Hurricane,
I
get the two of them.
Not the two of them.
That's what I'm saying.
You go nobody, one now.
Nobody, no. Anybody will get the two of them. I know which kind of jazz you use. Let me know, please. Or which kind of sense you use. Because first off, you can look,
that's say. To choose one.
Yeah, because before their match against, I think, Arsenal, where they are two played together, I don't think two of them ever played together before.
That was the first time.
Now, the first time they are two. Together, the changes, they always come for Eddie Howe, say, now one, go play over one. So that's exactly. Why managers not really they go for the two of them in the same squad. But right about now, possibilities they say two of them safely play together. Because it wasn't too bad.
They did well.
Yeah,
did
it wasn't
well.
Too bad.
The press was great. And
but then, can you risk 14 million in two of them?
For double game week, you show me say some managers go do them.
Go risk them, right?
Yeah, because...
But what will be your advice?
Me, not to pick one.
Okay, let's say you get either Haaland or Harry Kane. You get one of them.
Yeah.
Then maybe you get Ivan Toney.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe Gabriel Jesus.
No. You know. Okay. Maybe you get Gabriel Jesus or Ivan Toney, or you get Haaland or Harry Kane. You get either one of these four. Yeah. You get two of them.
Yeah.
Now, you won't constantly pick between Callum Wilson and Isak.
Isak. Yeah.
Isak get 10 goals, by the way.
Yeah.
Callum Wilson getting like 14 or 15 goals thereabouts.
No, but from the game against Arsenal, Isak looks more deadly.
But Isak looks deadly because Isak play more from the wings.
From the wings, right?
Yeah, yeah. He played more from the wings. And that wing serve, for me, I feel say they cut in chances. Because, you know, they get that chance to enter inside the box like you go expect or where you go see from Callum Wilson. And I feel he's more deadlier than Callum Wilson.
Yeah.
For inside the box. Because, well, Callum Wilson, they score goals. Now, he don't score goal pass if you compare their two. But for me, if you say make I choose for you as a manager, I will say maybe you go for Callum Wilson because he don't get more goals.
I get Callum
Wilson. And he get more experience.
I get Callum Wilson, sharp, but it be like, say, this double game week, I you come switch. Out yeah.
Okay. Necessary because, like I talked, they play Leeds United and also they play Brighton. So, and I think we'll be saying the reason between these two Newcastle players. I noticed that Eddie Howe won't start the 12th. Maybe he go feature. He can. If he did it against Arsenal, why not go feature him against Brighton and also Leeds United? But anyway, now the strikers then be for game week 36, and then be that. And for those way, they hope so, maybe they will come good for them. Definitely, you guys still think about Haaland. Don't forget, Haaland is still the man. Still
now, the why man. I don't put him here? Haaland, they on his own.
He in his own world.
Yeah.
Okay, captains for game week 36. More they look at the teams and where they play double game week or mostly stick with Haaland. Remember, Haaland, by the way,
for the teams where they play double game week, no player are they really like sure where you feel bank on. No player, I mean Brighton. You know, if you beat Chelsea, maybe McAllister will give you points for the two games. Maybe if he give you points for one game, but not for the two games. And Newcastle, you feel say maybe Wilson, Callum Wilson fit, you know.
But my, even Brighton, they play tough games. They play Arsenal. They play Newcastle.
You get.
So like, you can't be reasoning me, any Brighton player.
Nah, Haaland, I go captain still.
Definitely.
Nah, Haaland, my
captain. How about looking at Salah or Tottenham Hotspur or Harry Kane?
So the thing with Harry Kane, be say Harry Kane know they score like 2-3. Harry Kane just they score like 1. You know,
they play Villa.
Aston Villa defense gel.
But now recently them so come they chop goals by the way. Yeah. Because they don't keep very clean sheets.
Aston Villa no be that team where you feel score them anyhow. And right now, Tottenham self they get scoring problems.
I'm talking about Aston Villa. Why you not even put Tyron Mings for your defense to watch out for?
I mean
you forget them. No, forget them.
Other defenders, they poor pass show workings here. And then don't start to the chop goals, small. You get?
Yeah, 1-1 goal. Their last match, I think they lose on 1-1 goals. Yes. Or thereabouts. Yeah. Okay.
And also, the guy you know gets attacking traits.
But he scored once, like, some weeks ago, like 2-3 weeks ago, he scored.
Now, clean sheets with the bank on, and right now, they know they keep then clean sheets again. Clean sheet. So.
Okay, but don't forget, say, now still your choice in the end. Now you see you go make the choice for the players where you want as a manager. We're just there to give you advice, to give you directions and guidelines on who and who they market, so if you still I or Colobi for your squad. Now yeah, we're going to end the matter on top of the Fantasy Premier League brought to you by the Republicans. Remember, I say if you still follow us on top social media, everywhere for social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and every other social media, we'll be saying if you think of, we did here. Just Google us, type in the word Republic. Republic with the K, don't forget, the Republicans. The Republic with the K. And also, on top of our YouTube here, make sure so you follow and click that notification button on top this our YouTube page so that when we drop our latest video, you go always there here to catch them hot as they come out, hot and fresh from the oven. Hot and fresh like today bread. I need to step up my rap game.
No,
you know?
hot and fresh like you.
Oh, jeez. Yes, Emmanuel, thank you very much for showing up. Hopefully, Emmanuel will still be here next week for us. If you know they, my other guys, then will still come through, definitely, for Inside Football Republic Fantasy Premier League. Till I turn my head again next time. Nabai, Gary. Nabai, Rice. Football Republic.